reform, advocacy, progressiveness,
radical,
solidarity,
ally, radical ally.
And you're listening to Radical Ally, your go-to podcast for resources, services, environmental and health well-being, community affairs, social justice, and more. I am your host, Grace Alcantar. And as of now, the shelter in place has been extended to May 3rd. The governor has stated that things will begin to open, but they will begin to open slowly, and hopefully that is the case. I think most of us are getting a little bit cooped up in our homes and even stressed. So I want to offer some alternative ways to stay healthy during this time that we are being quarantined, especially here in the Bay Area. And well, the first and foremost thing to do is to boost your immune system, and it's easier than you think. All you have to do is eat less carbs and less sugar. That's right, eating less sugar and less carbs not only boosts your immune system, but it can also help prevent diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and fatty liver. I know it's crazy. All we're being told is to wash our hands, not touch our face, wear a mask. But again, I am so surprised that nobody is really saying how much we have to boost our immune system. The immune system is the most important thing that we have against any disease or virus. So keep that in mind. And with everything, I would advise you to start out slow. Don't rush into this type of diet. And of course, if you have a compromised immune system, please, please consult with your doctor before trying any new diet. And for more information about a low-carb and low-sugar diet, you can check out Gary Taubes. He is a researcher, an author, a journalist. He has published several books that talk about the benefits of eating a low-carb and a low-sugar diet. And the best thing about it is that this can also help you to lose weight. So check out Gary Taubes. He has those great books. I myself read The Case Against Sugar, and I also had a chance to read Good Calories and Bad Calories. Both books were very informational. They've changed my life. I used to be overweight myself, and now I am doing so good. I weigh what I'm supposed to weigh, and I feel great, and I feel like I look great as well. So yes, I definitely recommend that. And of course, the second way to stay healthy is to exercise. I know a lot of us are finding it very difficult to exercise right now during this quarantine. Gyms are closed. But the good thing is that parks are not closed. You can go to your park, you can go to your neighborhood park, and hiking, walking, biking, and fishing are still permitted. Of course, all the facilities at the parks right now are closed, which means no offices are open, and you really cannot have a picnic, you cannot barbecue, children cannot access the playground, you can't really go boating or anything like that. But of course, you can still fish, you can still bike, you can walk, and you can hike. Take your dog, take your children with you, take yourself, and you'll definitely feel better. Just being around nature is a really good way to boost your immune system. So if you are, of course, scared, which many of us are scared of the coronavirus, this is the way to fight back, is to boost your immune system. And I know that this one strikes a nerve, but you may even want to consider quitting smoking and drinking. That's right, I know it strikes a nerve to be told this, but if you are to quit smoking and you decide to quit drinking, that can also help you stay more healthy. Like I said, people who have a good immune system will be able to fight back a disease. We have all heard on the news that those who have compromised immune systems are more susceptible to getting sick, to getting a virus, to getting any type of disease. So I urge you strongly to consider quitting smoking and drinking during this time. I think that it is a good opportunity, especially because a lot of us are working from home. Unfortunately, a lot of us are not working at this time as well because we were laid off from our job. But I do hope that those of us who got laid off are receiving some type of unemployment. And I'm hoping that people do have the time right now to consider quitting smoking and drinking. Smoking, for example, leads to lung cancer and high blood pressure, which also makes people, like I said, more susceptible to becoming sick. And another way, and I know that this is also a touchy one, but believe it or not, there are emergency teams right now that are being formed in various cities. The city of Hayward, for example, has an emergency response team, and they are calling for volunteers. So if you are feeling stressed, like I said, about being at home and you just don't know what to do anymore, you might want to actually go out and volunteer. I know that cities are taking precaution, and what I mean by that is that they are offering people masks and gloves and just other types of equipment in order to stay safe with COVID-19. So if you do want to volunteer, you definitely can. You can volunteer at your local shelter. You can volunteer at an emergency food bank. There's a variety of other positions that you can do. And of course, they're flexible. They're on your own time. And I think it's a great way to also boost your immune system because you surround yourself with people. You're not as stressed. And you feel good also just giving back to your local community. So if you are able to volunteer, please consider it. To get more information about volunteering, visit your local city's website. So if you live in Hayward, visit your Hayward website. If you live in Oakland, visit your Oakland website. And I have a few more alternative ways to stay healthy during this quarantine. Yes, I know we cannot wait till it's over because I can't. I love to dance. And believe me, I am missing my dancing right now. I really am missing my dancing. And on top of that, I am an extrovert. So I love to be outside doing a variety of things. So it is a difficult time, like I said. But the good thing is that there are alternative ways to stay healthy during this quarantine. And like I said, I have more information for you right after this break. You were just listening to California Shame by Almas Fronterizas, a local band here in the Bay Area. And you're listening to Radical Ally. I am your host, Grace Alcantar. Thank you for staying with me. We are talking about alternative ways to stay healthy during this quarantine. And of course, I want to say, first of all, that I know a lot of you are staying connected right now through social media, but did you know that actually staying personally connected is the best way? It's hard to believe, but if you pick up the phone and actually call somebody and listen to them, it is far more stimulating and far more healthier to actually listen to somebody's voice, to hear them laugh, to hear them joke. To just hear their tone of voice can actually say so much. So if you aren't doing it already, pick up that phone, call your friends, call your family, talk to all the people that you love right now, as much people as you can. I know that we are being told to use social media and FaceTime and Facebook and all these other things to stay connected, but those are not the best ways. The best way is to do it through a personal way. And so with that said, you can also physically write somebody a letter, your grandmother, maybe it's a teacher. Physically writing a letter also stimulates the brain, and it could also help you connect a whole lot better with somebody. Just the fact that you are picking up a pencil or a pen to write works your brain muscles a little bit more. So do that. It's more personal. You can decorate the letter. You can spend some time doing that. And I think that whoever receives your letter and your words will greatly, greatly appreciate it. So it's a benefit in both ways. And of course, if you are struggling mentally, I would consider, again, contacting your local city officials for information about mental health resources. Right now, there are mental health resources that are free, especially to youth, to young children that are struggling with the shelter in place. So you can definitely contact your local city officials, your city website. And in fact, your city website will have a list of resources that you can access during this time. In my last podcast, I talked about 211.org, Bay Area 211. So if you are struggling, like I said, mentally, you can also call Bay Area 211, talk to a live representative. As I mentioned, they will give you phone numbers. They will give you names of organizations that you can contact to help you with any type of resource that you are looking for. And of course, lastly, I want to mention puzzles and board games. So instead of being on the social media websites, and instead of texting people, FaceTiming them, and I don't know what else, I would recommend doing puzzles and board games. You can do puzzles by yourself, or you can do puzzles with somebody else in your family. And board games, of course, are extremely fun. They exercise your brain muscles. Some people actually even play board games at the park. I don't think that that's something that is against the law right now, but like I said, I have seen small groups of people, maybe three people or two people, playing board games at the park as well. So you might consider playing a board game outside or in your home. Some really good board games are Monopoly, Uno, chess, checkers, Chinese checkers. But any type of board game, like I said, will stimulate the brain. It's an easier way to connect with your loved ones at this moment. So don't hesitate to pull those board games out. And puzzles, like I said, if you are single, you can do a puzzle by yourself. And I know that some of these things may be hard to get, but I do want to let you know that places like Target and Walmart are still open. Even places like the dollar store, you can actually go in and find puzzles and maybe games at the dollar store. Also reading. This is a good time to read. I don't think that people read enough, but reading also does something to the brain. It also exercises parts of the brain that we don't exercise when we are texting or, like I said, on social media. As a matter of fact, there are studies indicating that social media can sometimes make people depressed. So if you read, I think that's good. It makes you smarter. It helps you to write better, to articulate yourself. So don't be afraid to find some books, pick up some books to read. There are ebooks online. Your local public library will have access to ebooks. But if you're not into ebooks, you can find some books online, and you can go to places like the Dollar Tree. The 99-cent store also has books available for you. And those are some alternative ways to keep you healthy. I hope that they will help you during this time. And please tune in for the next podcast, where I will be giving tips on how to spend time with your children, how to keep them busy during this time. Thank you so much. And this is Grace Alcantar.